Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
We're back. 34 after the hour. Mr. Humble here, Mr. Gracious. It's good to be with you. Happy Thanksgiving. And I'll tell you what, I can't think of a better way to spend Thanksgiving than with our good friend John O'Donohue, our favorite Irishman, who's joining us now from Connemara, Ireland. He is the author of some of my favorite books. Folks, you remember many years ago, as you know, I've been doing this show for over 7 years now, and many years ago, I think maybe like 6 years ago, I found a book by a guy named John O'Donohue named, the title of the book is Anamkara, a book of Celtic wisdom. And I'll tell you, folks, I didn't know John. I just found the book and I bought it. Usually people send me books, but this one I paid money for, and I know John appreciates that. But I'll tell you, when I found him, I said, we got to meet this guy. We got to get him on the show. And it took me a while, but we finally worked it out. And he's been a great friend of ours ever since. And he's with us now. John O'Donohue, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. And happy Thanksgiving to you and to all our listeners.
Thank you, John, for being here. I really appreciate it very much. And folks, John, I met John, his book, Anamkara, was an international bestseller. Then came Eternal Echoes, which also became one of my favorite books, exploring our yearning to belong. Then he wrote the book of poems, the Connemara Blues book. And now you've got a new book out, John, called Beauty. You're just like a book machine.
I have Beauty. It's Beauty, The Invisible Embrace. And I think in America it's called Finding the True Sources of Compassion and Serenity.
That's the rediscovery.
So it took me about 3 years to write that book. And here beside me in my desk where I'm sitting looking out on the mountains, I have stacked up by the wall all the books that I read to produce that book. And you know, when I finally had the bibliography written out, I had consulted and read something like 92 books.
It
took me 3 years. And I think beauty is one of the most fascinating topics and presences that we can ever approach. And I think a life without beauty is unimaginable. So what I tried to do was take all the wisdom of the Western tradition and some of the Eastern tradition and put it together in a narrative and lyrical and story kind of text that people will be able to read. And some people have really written to me and they're very, very touched by the book. So that's lovely when you spend 3 years of your life
Absolutely.
Working on something that people find themselves in it, and it becomes a mirror, and it encourages them and awakens them to the beauty that's in themselves and around them that maybe they hadn't noticed rightly before.
Well, I have a section here in your book that I wanted to read part of. One of the things I love to do, John, as you know, is read your stuff on the air while you're here. But this one is too long to read all of it right now, but I want to read the first part of it. In order, folks, this is on page 31. It's called Reverence, A Pathway to Beauty. In order to become attentive to beauty, we need to rediscover the art of reverence. Our world seems to have lost all sense of reverence. We seldom use even the word anymore. The notion of reverence is full of riches that we now need desperately. Put simply, it is appropriate that a human being should dwell on this earth with reverence. And then on down a little bit farther. Ultimately, reverence is respect before mystery, but it is more than an attitude of mind. Reverence is also physical, a dignified attention of body showing that sacred is already here. And there's a bunch more that I want to read, John, but I don't want to spend too much time talking. I want you to talk to us about, but where does that kind of perspective come from? You're a rare soul on this earth, John, and I want you to tell us how that kind of perspective wells up in you.
No, I suppose I was raised on a small farm here in the west of Ireland, and we were poor and had very little. But one thing that was definitely naturally in our home and was never made explicit, or was never talked about, but was a sense of reverence for God, I suppose, for the landscape, for each other, and for the way you went about things. I mean, one of the things I'm always grateful for, Jim, was that I was raised on a farm, because later then I went off into the whole world of the mind and imagination and spirit. And if I hadn't had the clay on my shoes and feet, yep, I would be suspended now in cloud 74 somewhere above Jupiter. So, I mean, it's and so reverence
you're,
was
you're
just,
saying
it was
the,
a way,
the farm
it was a way of
you,
being. And my father, you know, I was a priest, a Catholic priest for 19 years, and I met a lot of people who had spent their whole lives in religion and spirituality, and, you know, bishops and all the rest of it, and contemplatives. And I mean, it's a very touching thing I recognized there about a year or two ago. I actually never met anyone holier than my father.
Wow.
He just had a way of being towards the world that was the way I think that God would wish us to be. It was gentle, expectant, compassionate, and above all, reverential.
John, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with our good friend John O'Donohue, the author of Beauty, The Invisible Embrace. Brand new, folks, but also get Anamkara when you get a chance. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Even if you're not celebrating Thanksgiving, happy Thanksgiving anyway. John O'Donohue, what do the people in Ireland do? By the way, John O'Donohue, ladies and gentlemen, he's our good friend and joining us from Connemara, Ireland. He's the author of the new book, Beauty, The Invisible Embrace. And John, I hope Anamkara never goes out of print.
No, actually, that book, you know, has been so good to me, and I still meet people when I give talks in America and Germany and different places in the world. I still meet people who come up and just take me aside gently and tell me that in the severest, bleakest, loneliest, most forlorn times, that little book made a pathway for them to step up out of the darkness.
And absolutely.
It's a blessed, it's a lucky, blessed book. I'm so touched by it, really, because, you know, when you work at writing, I mean, I've been writing all morning now, and all I have is maybe two paragraphs after several hours of work. It's so slow, and it's so hard to make a good sentence. And I think that reading is an amazing thing, and that's what I like about your program, Jim, is that you constantly encourage people to read, because I think that a book is an incredibly intimate thing. And if you talk to people who are alive and who've come through things, very often it's the presence of a book, maybe like on Anamkara, that brought them through the dark out into the light, or maybe became a mirror where they suddenly got a glimpse of some gift and possibility and potential they never knew they had, you know?
John, I've got to read a little something from Anamkara, ladies and gentlemen, and this is one of my favorite parts. There are a bunch of, and besides the narrative, there are plenty of great poetry and blessings in this book, but here's my favorite. In the Celtic tradition, there is a beautiful understanding of love and friendship. One of the fascinating ideas here is the idea of soul love. The old Gaelic term for this is Anamkara. Anam is the Gaelic word for soul, and Kara is the word for friend. So Anamkara in the Celtic world was the soul friend. And so that's the basis for that book, and I hope you will take the time to find it. John, tell us what's happening in Ireland today. Is there any do you have a corresponding day for Thanksgiving in Ireland?
No, we don't, actually. Now, I'll tell you, it's lovely to talk to you because I'm here on my own today. I have a nice turf fire down, but the day is so dark. It's just all fog. The mountains have disappeared, and it's a very gloomy kind of day. I suppose our equivalent of year Thanksgiving would be St. Patrick's Day, the 17th of March, where Irish people all over the world recognize that they're Irish and celebrate our tradition.
Well, and you've done our show plenty of times on St.
That's
Patrick's
right.
Day, and we've enjoyed
and
that.
Please God, next St. Patrick's Day, we'll do it again.
We will. And by the way, there are people listening who would not be happy with me if I didn't ask this question, John. How's the Guinness?
Well, like the stones of Connemara, the Guinness never disappoints. It's just lovely. Always when I'm away, you know, I'm just back from the land of the free and the home of the very brave about 7 or 8 days ago, and I missed having a pint. And the first thing I did on the night I came home was I went with my two brothers, and as Maya Angelou, I heard her sing in Miami there a few weeks ago, we copiously libated.
Well, I'm going to come over there one of these days, and we'll pull a pint together.
Well, I'll tell you, nothing would give me more pleasure.
I want to read something here, another short paragraph from the book. This is the new book, folks, Beauty, The Invisible Embrace. This is about the soul as twilight threshold. Our time is hungry in spirit. In some unnoticed way, we have managed to inflict severe surgery on ourselves. We have separated soul from experience, become utterly taken up with the outside world and allowed the interior life to shrink. Like a stream that disappears underground, there remains on the surface only the slightest trickle. When we devote no time to the inner life, we lose the habit of soul. We become accustomed to keeping things at surface level. The deeper questions about who we are and what we are here for visit us less and less. If we allow time for soul, we will come to sense its dark and luminous depth. If we fail to acquaint ourselves with soul, we will remain strangers in our own lives. That's from the book Beauty, The Invisible Embrace. John, thank you for that passage.
Good.
What would you like to tell us about your book? I'll shut up for a while.
I found the book an amazing adventure. One of the book has a whole description of beauty, I suppose. Then there is a chapter on color, which amazed me. I mean, that chapter went to about 80 pages, and my editor phoned me up and said, you have to cut this back. But I read for about 6 months about color, and it was one of the revolutions in my perception, because we see things in color. And I was doing a poetry reading down in Limerick there about 5 or 6 weeks ago, and the former professor of art at Limerick University came up and he said, your chapter on color, he said, is just the best thing I've read on it. And he said, I've recommended it to all my students. So then there's a chapter
on
Wait a minute.
Tell us about what you mean by color. We all know about color. You know, the color of my shirt doesn't match my pants. But what do you mean by color?
Well, color is this. I have a whole short section in that chapter on the physics of color and what happens. You see, there's a whole. We think that the world is still, but actually, the world is in permanent vibration. And the vibration is the electromagnetic field, which is caused by the way that light hits objects. And very often, you see, what we see as one color, we'd say the color red or the color black, that the object has actually absorbed from the spectrum of color all the other colors into itself, and it shows us the one then that it kind of doesn't have. So it's an amazing, its color is a secret dance, where the true partners are actually invisible. And when you read the chapter on color, the way you look at green, the way you look at yellow and blue will totally change.
John, hold on to that thought. We come back, folks. There's a great passage in the back of the book, Beauty, the Invisible Embrace, and John's going to recite it for us right after these messages. Happy Thanksgiving. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you for staying with me on this Thanksgiving Day. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, John O'Donohue is a rare soul. He's an old soul. He's not old. He's not an old person, but his soul is old. It's been around a long time, and he just draws from some perspectives that I don't know anybody else who can do that. His new book is called Beauty, the Invisible Embrace, but this old soul has come into the 21st century, John, with your new website.
I can't believe that I'm actually saying that I have a website, but I do.
I can't either.
It's www.jodonohue.com. And I had to get it because so many people were trying to contact me. And one of the things I have on that website is that each May, the first 10 days in May, I usually bring a tour of American people to Ireland. So they come for 10 days and we stay in thatch cottages right on Galway Bay and we visit Connemara, the Aran Islands, and the whole fascinating region of the Burn in the west of Ireland. And each morning in one of the cottages, we have a lecture where I give a talk and then we have a discussion, then we have lunch, and always in the afternoon we go for a walk out through the landscape, because I always say to them that the landscape is the most amazing presence and teacher, and we try to keep an old contemplative edge to the 10 days. There's also Irish music, storytelling, and various levels of roguery. We try to combine the old mystical exploration with the really bit of fun and a great adventure.
And a pint or two of Guinness.
That happens in the evening. Now, can I read a poem that I wrote a while ago? It's in Connemara Blues, but it sums up what we've been saying, Jim, about the whole life of spirit.
Please.
And this is a short poem, and it's called Fluent. I would love to live like a river flows, carried by the surprise of its own unfolding.
Wow. I love that poem. That's my favorite poem in that book.
Yeah, I think that's the secret, because I think that if we lose the sense of mystery of being in the world, that then we lose so much. I have a couple of friends at the moment now, people who are young in their 50s. I have one friend in her late 50s.
That's very young, John.
Yeah, who's a sweetheart and a friend of mine, and she's really so ill with cancer of the lungs and spine. And I visited her the other evening and did a whole hour's work with her and trying to transfigure the illness. But it's so lonely, you know, because what she wouldn't give now to get her life back in full health. And so many of us that have the time and the health and the love and the friends, we're so busy and so taken up with work and obsession that we miss out on the magic of just celebrating that we're alive. It's an amazing thing to be in the world and to be alive and to be loved.
Well, and I'll tell you, folks, you know how I talk to you about getting in, making sure that you identify and that you recognize and that you value the spirit, and I'm not talking about religion.
I think, Jim, spirit, actually, and I've done some work in corporations in America, and it's what I always talk about, because I think if you become a functionary or if you become merely a slave to your work and your job, that you end up in your old age empty and forlorn, and you've squandered your own essence and spirit.
Right.
And actually, the irony, Jim, is that your business goes better, your contact with people, and the whole fluency of your productivity really deepens and becomes enriched if you awaken to the world of spirit.
John, we've only got about a minute or so. I want you to give us the beauty blessing.
Yeah, this is a beauty blessing, and I'd like to read it for all our friends and for your audience on this Thanksgiving Day. A beauty blessing. As stillness in stone to silence is wed, may your heart be somewhere a God might dwell. As a river flows in ideal sequence, may your soul discover time is presence. As the moon absolves the dark of distance, may thought light console your mind with brightness. As the breath of light awakens color, may the dawn anoint your eyes with wonder. As spring rain softens the earth with surprise, may your winter places be kissed by light. As the ocean dreams to the joy of dance, may the grace of change bring you elegance. As clay anchors a tree in light and wind, may your outer life grow from peace within. As twilight fills night with bright horizons, may beauty await you at home beyond.
That's from Beauty, The Invisible Embrace, ladies and gentlemen. It's available in stores right now, wherever books are sold. JOdonohue.com. John, thank you for being here. It's always a pleasure. You're going to be back on Christmas too, right?
Yeah, exactly. God bless you, Jim. Happy Thanksgiving to you and all your family and friends.
Thanks, John. Best to your mother.
Will do.
Okay,
God
bye-bye.
Bless you.
Gotta go, folks. I'm Jim Blassingame. Happy Thanksgiving. I'll see you later.
In Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.